Argue, argue, talk, 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 exaggerate, argue, pontificate, argue, just talk, shut up. Why won't you listen? Argue, why won't you see? I know the story, just listen to me.
You're better off when you're spouting off. And now, here's your host, Karen Cataline.
And it is I, your humble host. Sometimes I'm humble. I don't know how often I'm humble. It is wonderful to be with you here on Spouting Off, the very first show on Tuesdays at BBS Radio Station 1, at least right now, unless they put in somebody before me. I get to open off the day on your broadcast day on BBS Radio Station 1. This is Spouting Off. I'm going to just give you the phone number right here up front because I haven't been doing it in a little while. And if you are 5th, 2019. This is our 89th show. I won't always tell you, but I just love having this library and archive of Spouting Off shows. We started 2 years ago now, and we're continuing on. So the phone number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I have, as usual, the monologue. I talked to a host last week. I think he called it the Borologue. And I went, well, if you're boring people, it's not a very good monologue now, is it? But anyway, he just says that as a joke. So I have some prepared remarks. And of course, as you know, the news just goes on and on and on and on and on. And it is an embarrassment of riches for those of us who get to spout off. Such a convenient term. Today, in many parts of the country, it is voting day. I've got a lot of pet peeves, but one of them is when people say, you got to get out there and vote. Vote, 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 vote. And there is a fair amount of stuff to vote for in Colorado, including giving the government more of your money, which fascinatingly, they never stop asking for. And I have a different opinion about voting. If you do not know what you're voting for, if you are so uneducated, and of course, you're not uneducated, you would not be listening to Spouting Off. But if your friends are so uneducated that they just vote however somebody else tells them to, if they do not know what they stand for, if they don't take their right to vote seriously, I don't want them voting. We have enough trouble with potential voting fraud and vote harvesting and ballot harvesting and all the rest of that. So if you're listening to me on Spouting Off, chances are you're pretty well educated or you would be doing something else. So it's voting day. I will be watching quite interestedly in what's going on in Colorado and around the country. Because voting bodes interestingly for what happens in 2020. And all votes and all elections are important, some more than others. But I'm telling you, today in Colorado, times are important to be out there voting against giving the government more of your money. Without going into too much detail, whenever a government is asking you for more money and yet they have never delivered on what they promised the first time, or they continue to promise you roads and bridges, roads and bridges, roads and bridges, which is just an excuse to offer to ask you for more money because they know that's something you want, then it's time to shut down the gravy train. And what they do is they continue to apply that money to their pet projects. And then when it's something they know that you want and need and is the role for government, well, then they never give it to you so they can get more money. It's pretty obvious. It's a scam that people would notice in other parts of their life. But somehow when it comes to politics, people tend to give people the benefit of the doubt. I don't know if that's the gravitas, the fake, phony, fraudulent gravitas that people claim to have, and that's why they're politicians, so they can claim that they're more knowledgeable and more experienced than you are. The fact of the matter is that part is a scam. And the reason, I just got to say this because I write about it a lot. The reason you don't want to give the government more money is not because it's a few cents or even a few dollars out of your pocket. They'll tell you, well, it's only a little bit more and it's for the children and it's for education. The thing is that in government, money is power. Money is what builds all those much, much bigger government buildings. And so if you want to limit government, which is a Herculean task, you have to limit what government lives on, and that's your money. So it's a principled vote to vote no against these things. And that's not even what I was planning to talk about. I just had a rant about, or I had to spout off about that. So this week, in fact, on my birthday, and yes, I had another birthday over the week, and I thought, what a juxtaposition. Here I am, turning another year older and happier than ever before. It is such a pleasure and an honor to be able to exercise my First Amendment rights to express my opinion, to do commentary on the radio and on the internet and on blogs and websites, and to express my opinion and hopefully encourage you to express yours, even when it's different than mine. I am happier than I've ever been in many, many areas of my life, and I'm just feel blessed by it. And yet, I continue to be worried about the country. Thank God Donald Trump is at the helm and is standing between us and certain tyranny at the moment. It never ceases to amaze me. Supposedly reasonable and rational people, even some I know on conservative talk radio stations, claim not to understand or appreciate the danger that we are in or the threats that we are facing. Case in point was this week on November 1st, I believe it was, Joy Behar on a show I never watch, but if there is a soundbite that's worth talking about, I know where to get it. YouTube. Anyway, so Behar, and they always talk politics on there, and even the conservative is not conservative at all. Meghan McCain, she's about as conservative as a wet noodle. But they were talking about Beto O'Rourke stepping down out of the presidential campaign. And Behar laughed when she said, what I'm going to play you this soundbite in just a moment. I have producer extraordinaire Doug is queuing it up as we speak. She said this, and she said it with a laugh. Listen to what Joy Behar said this past week with a laugh. Go for it, Doug.
You should not tell everything they're going to do. Like, if you're going to take people's guns away, wait till you get elected, then take the guns away. Don't tell them ahead of time. Which, by the way,
there you go. That's applause. So if you're going to take people's guns away, wait until you get elected and then take the guns away, she said. Don't tell them ahead of time. And then wet noodly Meghan McCain says, well, that's what people like me think you are afraid of, as if there's some question as to what Joy Behar actually meant. That's precisely what she meant. Lie about it. You have to lie about it. Now, let's drill down on this a little bit. It isn't just that it's appalling, and probably my listeners agree that there is a profoundly valuable reason why the Second Amendment exists. It is to make sure not only that the rest of the amendments exist, the Bill of Rights, but also so that we don't become subjects in our own country. We are citizens, not subjects. We are not subject to the whims of others. And yet, that is precisely what a good percentage, I think less than people think, have now believed. What turns an American like Joy Behar, an American, into the kind of authoritarian that she believes, I don't care if she's laughing, she believes it. She believes that anybody who owns a gun, she didn't say an AR-15, which is a lie anyway, it's a gun. What kind of an American believes that if you own a gun, you're evil and you are guilty until proven innocent? You didn't commit a crime. You're a law-abiding citizen. Chances are you're more law-abiding than the lawlessness of the left and the criminality that the left is constantly apologizing for. You should have your guns taken away. Now, we know that's not just a confiscation of property, and it is. We know that having your guns taken away is to disarm you. That's what they're after. Now, what's the first thing a criminal does when he wants to take your property, take your life, take your sexuality, rape you, harm you, kill you? What do? It doesn't take a genius. What they do is they disarm you so that you're helpless, so that you must submit to their will. Human beings from the beginning of time have been trying to subjugate other human beings. But America, the United States of America, had a different idea. I could go down that path, but you've heard me do that before, so I'm going to continue. So I'm asking the question, and if you'd like to join me in this first half hour, I'm open to postponing some of my monologue in order to hear from you. You can call me up. You got to do it quick, though. 888-627-6008. By the way, we're going to have a terrific guest at the bottom of the hour. Tayshia Powell will be joining us talking about how Trump must win. But she stands for a whole lot more than that. She has a new book out, so we're going to talk to her as well. But what is it? Here's the question. What is it that makes an American turn into that kind of an authoritarian that she advocates confiscating property, possibly even having police come to their door? And, I mean, it's just, I choke on the words because it is as un-American as anything our founders ever imagined. Our founders went to Revolutionary War for less, because they were disarmed. I mean, to think of disarming fellow citizens who only want to enjoy freedom is amazing. So here's my answer to your question, to my question. To demonize innocent people and to allow the government to be an authoritarian power against fellow Americans because you hate them that much. Just disarm innocent people because they're evil. They own guns. Of course they're evil. Democrats have been teaching the public to ignore and even disdain due process for decades now. This is how media brainwashing goes together with Marxism. What makes people think this stuff? I'd like to broaden it a little bit. What makes people join cults? Cults have always been fascinating to me. I've studied the cult of Scientology. Now, you could probably think anything is a cult if you put it before your sense of accountability to yourself and to your God. And then, of course, there are atheists who believe that people who believe in God are also a part of a cult, and that is their right to do so. But when cults will make people become slaves and subjugate them, it's really not all that different. But what do they have to do? Well, for one thing, they have to change people's minds about who are good and who are evil. They have to put forth a groupthink idea about who's the good guys and who are the bad guys. And the left has gone about turning that upside down for years. If you are a principled human being, if you believe that you answer to a higher power like Hebrew National or like God, or even if you're a Christian, if you believe that you answer to a higher power, well, then you don't answer to the God of the cult. And that's been the really core of much of American values is that America exists for a moral people that believes that they are accountable to something greater than themselves. So it's not hard to figure out what the rule book is, what the blueprint is for basically bringing down the great American system. Well, just do the opposite of what America has been doing to be so successful. And in fact, that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons Donald Trump is such a threat. If you get to be a threat to authoritarians, you know you're probably doing something right. Now, I have a lot more to say on this. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to go on for a little bit longer. If you'd like to join the program, please don't hesitate. This is Live Call-In Talk. Right now, if you're listening, it's Live Call-In Talk on November 5th. I'm not always going to give the date, but if you listen Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific time, you can bet that you're listening to Spouting Off Live. And you can listen, you can call in at 888-627-6008. Don't go away. Right after the break, we'll come back with more here on Spouting Off.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you confused about Medicare and your options? Are you turning 65? Would you like some clarity about your options? My name is Anita McAllister. I'm a licensed agent who specializes in Medicare. Call me at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment to learn about what's right for you.
And we're back. You're listening to Spouting Off here on BBS Radio Station 1. I'm your host, Karen Cataline, and I chose to talk about this today amongst all the other really, really cool things that we talk about because of something that Joy Behar said. We're going to move on from this, but if you got it queued up, Doug, why don't we listen to that one more time? Here's what Joy Behar said this week.
They're going to do. Like, if you're going to take people's guns away, wait till you get elected, then take the guns away. Don't tell them ahead of time.
That's great. They're all laughing. You know, just lie to the American people and disarm them. Run on one thing and then do something else. You mean like the previous president? And so why is this such a big deal? Why is it such a big deal? Yeah, we could talk about the Second Amendment, and I could go down that route. But here's the route I decided to go down. This morning I was reading a new publication that I think is so much better than anything I've read in a very long time. It's called the Epoch Times or the Epoch Times. And they are all over the world and also in China. They are one of the few newspapers, because of course we have socialist left-leaning newspapers like the New York Times and the Washington Post and on. And the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, I strongly urge you to give them a shot, give them a try. It's great. They'll deliver stuff to you in hard copy, and you'll also get it in your mailbox and your email. And it's wonderful because you can click on it and see every article that you want to read. They report extensively on China. And I submit strongly that this is a continuum of authoritarianism. Unless you're living in Cuba in the 50s, and one day you're a Cuba, you're a free country, and then Castro wins and suddenly says, oh, remember when I said I was going to be a democracy? Remember when I was going to pattern our government after the United States of America and a free country? Well, I lied, just like Joy Behar. Now that I've gotten elected, then I'm going to take away your guns, take away your freedom, take away your rights. And that's what Joy Behar is laughing about here. She thinks that's really funny. What she doesn't understand is she'll be tread under the authoritarian's feet too. It's only a matter of time. So let's talk about a really extreme regime, which is China. Now, most of us, including myself, don't concern myself much with China, and I don't have as much time as I'd like, but I'm going to, I may just continue this next week. You never know. And it's appropriate for the path that we are on. Do you remember, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago, when the New Age people, along with all the other stuff they've done, and I've done a lot of New Age stuff, they were all into Qigong. Qigong was a fairly benign practice, very, very popular among the New Agers, kind of like yoga and Rolfing and everything else. Well, there is a group, a religious group in China that has been unspeakably persecuted called the Falun Gong. The Falun Gong. There are people who have come to this country trying to get Americans to pay attention to this. And people like, oh, I don't know, LeBron James. I just posted something on Facebook about how ignorant LeBron James is because, gee, I guess he isn't making enough money. He's got to collude with China because China are big supporters of American basketball in the NBA. That's a story that happened only a couple weeks ago. And oh, he just thought it was terrible for somebody to make a benign comment that he supports Hong Kong, which Hong Kong is fighting desperately for its freedom right now. They're in the midst of being subjugated. Well, the Falun Gong, they're actually among the most oppressed and persecuted people in the world right now. Someone said this to me and I was almost speechless. I knew it, but then I didn't want to know it. And in China right now, they do organ harvesting. That's right. That's what I said. Organ harvesting. They actually take dissidents, people who disagree with the government, and sometimes they harvest their organs while that person is still alive. That article in Epoch Times, the only one I've seen who's reporting on this, says this will make you sick to your stomach even to read about it, let alone to deal with it. If people do not think that this is a crime against humanity, they have no soul. Now, the reason I bring this up is because when you give absolute power to a government and they're already socialist, am I being hysterical by saying this is the path we're going down? When you disarm the people and they are subjects, they can do anything they want to, whether it's this, God forbid, harvest organs, or anything else. And I only have a few minutes, because I have a wonderful guest and I want to bring her on. But I say all that to talk about what I really wanted to bring to the table today. And we'll be discussing this in the weeks to come because it's important. So what exactly are the Falun Gong in China? How terrible could anybody be? What are they doing that is so terrible that they should have their organs harvested, put in prison simply for disagreeing? What is it that they stand for that is so horribly evil? The Chinese government has demonized these people. They must be really horrible, right? Let me read to you what the Falun Gong is. It's a Chinese religious spiritual practice that combines meditation and Qigong exercises, some of which we know in this country, very benign, with a moral philosophy centered on the tenets of, are you ready for this? This is how evil the Falun Gong are. The tenets of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The practice emphasizes morality and the cultivation of virtue and identifies as a Qigong practice of the Buddhist school. Through moral rectitude and the practice of meditation, practitioners of Falun Gong aspire to eliminate attachments and ultimately to achieve spiritual enlightenment. This is the big threat to China. And you know what? They are a threat. Why? Because they answer to a higher authority and it isn't the government. Because they are thinking independently, which is an anathema to a communist or socialist regime. Any kind of free will is put down. Now, since I have to go, let's think about who's being demonized today. Let's think about who are being shut down today in these United States of America and why I love and I am so honored to be able to exercise my rights, my First Amendment rights, in this country, in this beloved country of ours. I mean no harm to anyone else, but if one's independence of thought and independence of speech, which I write about a lot, is a threat to a government or an authoritarian regime, as it is in China, then you better be very, very worried. So that's what Joy Behar is advocating here. She's advocating authoritarianism right here in the United States. And why? Because she has bought a bill of goods that people who think differently than her, this sounds an awful lot like old-time liberal philosophy, people who think differently than her ought to be subjugated to her control and the people she agrees with. They ought to have their property confiscated without due process, without warning, and politicians ought to lie to them about what they're really planning, which is exactly what every single one of these presidential candidates are doing. Joy Behar had the stupidity to be honest by telling everyone that she thinks Democrats ought to lie better than Beto O'Rourke, who said, hell yeah, we're going to take your guns. Ah, I feel better now. When we come back, we're going to have the pleasure of talking to Tayshia Powell, who has written a wonderful book called Trump Must Win. I think that's it. Yes, Trump Must Win. She's going to tell us about that, why she decided to write that book, and a whole lot more here on Spouting Off right after this. Stay tuned.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you confused about Medicare and your options? Are you turning 65? Would you like some clarity about your options? My name is Anita McAllister. I'm a licensed agent who specializes in Medicare. Call me at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment to learn about what's right for you.
Well, be careful what you wish for. There was a snafu on my end. I thought I confirmed on Tisha Powell, and apparently I did not, and it's all my fault. So I'm going to try to get her either next week or the week after, because I was jazzed about her appearance here. So when I said I was looking forward to talking more about this, I guess I'm going to talk more about this. And that's one of the great joys of talk radio. You better be prepared because sometimes you mess up. So I've got another half an hour of the show and I'm going to spout off, but I would like, if you're listening live, to give me a call if you can, or if there's anything we've been talking about, or if there's something that's on your mind. My favorite thing about talk radio is callers and call in talk. Now, mind you, we are not exactly terrestrial talk radio here, so we don't get a large stream of calls. Stream, that's not scream. Halloween is over. Large stream of calls, but I would love to hear from you. And as I try to build the audience and the listenership of this show on Spouting Off, and I think we have a much, much bigger podcast audience than live audience, but you never know how that will turn out. So if you're listening to the podcast, tune in live 11 a.m. Tuesdays, unless we announce differently, 11 a.m. Tuesdays Mountain Time on BBS Station 1. So if you'd like to join us, 888-627-6008, 1-888-627-6000 or 6008. So now I get the chance to actually talk a little more about this Falun Gong, which is a hard topic to talk about, isn't it? I mean, when you read, and I don't have it right here in front of me because I thought I was going to have a guest, but I do have it here in front of my computer. What they do to practitioners of the Falun Gong, and the way that I had heard about it for the very first time was somebody pulled a stunt, I thought it was at the beginning, in a great audience screaming, saying Falun Gong are being oppressed. Well, they succeeded because I started looking into it. So before the break, we were talking about the Chinese religious spiritual practice of Falun Gong, Falun Gong, which seems pretty benign and pretty tame. But if you're encouraging people towards spiritual enlightenment in the Buddhist way, or if you're encouraging people towards truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and decency, then if you're a threat to a governmental regime, that tells you more about the government than it does about you. Now, moving on, the Falun Gong originated and was first taught publicly in northeastern China. And for a while, it was considered pretty harmless. It wasn't a very big deal. And then suddenly, it really caught on in China. And suddenly, the Chinese communist regime found them to be a threat, as we've been talking about. So by the late 1990s, the Communist Party decided that the growth of the Falun Gong was a potential threat due to its size and independence from the state. and from spiritual teachings. So just merely by daring to think differently, think independently from the company line, they were deemed a threat. Now, since clearly the Chinese have no means of self-defense, they are basically slaves in China, and I am not a great and knowledgeable source on Chinese politics. Thank God I was blessed not to be born there. China in 1999, which is, not that short a time ago, they've been initiating a nationwide crackdown and a multifaceted, are you ready for this, propaganda campaign against the Falun Gong. It blocked internet access. Gee, where have we heard that before? To the websites that mention Falun Gong. Our guest, who I hope to have on, I went to her Twitter page, Tayshia Powell. And it says that Tayshia Powell has violated some rule of Twitter, and therefore her account has been suspended. She wrote a book called Trump Must Win, and she happens to be black. And for some reason, Twitter took down her Twitter account. And here, in 1999, the Communist Party did a crackdown and a multifaceted propaganda campaign intended to eradicate the practice of Falun Gong. Why? Because they think independently. Free will and independence of thought is a threat to socialism and communism. As of 2009, human rights groups estimated that at least 2,000 Falun Gong practitioners had died as a result of abuse in custody. They were rounded up and put in jail. Now, people say, oh, you black helicopter person, I'm not saying this is happening here tomorrow. I'm saying we see the signs of it here, but because we are, flabby in our defense of freedom in this country, although it is changing here as we speak, we are flabby in our defense of freedom, in our treasury of freedom. After all, it was conservatives and Republicans, many of whom, who allowed the propaganda and the indoctrination in public schools right under our noses. We saw that right under our noses, and yet people thought, well, I can't do anything about it. So this is where authoritarianism leads. It leads wherever authoritarians wanted to. They can do anything and everything they want in this case, but there are some patterns of behavior. What are the patterns of behavior? Putting down opposition, putting down speech, which is designed to persuade others. If persuading others to your point of view is a threat to the government that you're living in, you're in big trouble. And yet, we see signs of this all over America right now. We must reverse this pattern. Now, does that mean it is a foregone conclusion that will go the way of Venezuela and China and all the rest? No, I don't think it is yet. And who knows how long it'll take. It could take a short amount of time or a long amount of time. But that's what keeps me up at night. Remember when General Mad Dog Mattis said, nothing keeps him up at night. He's no longer Secretary of Defense anymore. But it concerns me that America has been squandering its freedom, not educating the young. Let's talk a little more about the Falun Gong, simply because they deserve others to stand up for them. And you know who is standing up for freedom more than any other right now? People in Hong Kong who've enjoyed freedom. And America is their role model. And look what's happening to America. That's a scary thought. So I want to talk a little more about this, as hard as it is to talk about, because I want to study up on it. And I hope you will, too. And I hope that you'll speak proudly and strongly and with vigor about where authoritarianism leads. It leads to absolute power. That means you are a subject, not a citizen. That means whatever they want to do to you, they can do to you. If you say something like, I disagree. If you say something like, you know what? I think there are two genders, man and woman, and I'm not going to call you a they if you're a you. And I could call you a donkey or a piece of plaster. That's my free speech right. Now, you cannot like me, but if you assault me, if you arrest me, that's against the law. Those simple principles of First Amendment, our precious First Amendment, are being lost in this country. There are people that have been persuaded that speech, speech is hateful. Hate speech. Matter of fact, I have something else I can move into as well, because I got a letter this week asking me that very question. Is there anything that's hate speech? Well, let me get back to that in a minute. The Falun Gong. These include, now this is foreign observers, have attempted to explain the party's rationale for banning Falun Gong as stemming from a variety of factors. These include their popularity, China's history of quasi-religious movements that turned into violent insurrections, its independence from the state and refusal to toe the party line, internal power politics within the Communist Party, and the Falun Gong's moral and spiritual content, which puts it at odds with aspects of the official Marxist ideology. Now, if you don't see similarities between that and what's going on in America, and when people ask me, I was asked this morning on another radio show, well, what can we do about this? How about taking advantage of our freedom while we still have it? How about, like in my recent piece, the lynching of our language, when the left goes crazy and says that Trump is not allowed to use the word lynch, we have to use that word more than ever. I call that rhetorical civil disobedience. That's what I'm calling it. So when your very independence and independence of thought, when having your own mind, your own heart, is being taken away by people who claim to be pro-choice, but only as it regards abortion and nothing else, then you know the country's in trouble. And yet, Donald Trump goes from city to city. He's doing another rally tomorrow. He is experiencing the greatest resurgence of support. The people that support him today are even more than they did before, because they've seen his results. Results are not something we talk much about in politics. We talk rhetoric, not results. So, when we come back, since I have an extra half an hour, now I have about 15 minutes or less, we're going to talk about what that letter that somebody wrote me. They asked me a bunch of questions, and I invited that letter writer to call me on the phone. Maybe he will in shows to come. But either way, I'm going to answer some of his questions. So I got to talk a little bit about Falun Gong. When we come back, I'll answer his question about is there any such thing as hate speech? When we come back here on Spouting Off, stay tuned.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This is Karen Cataline. Are you unsure if your current Medicare plan is still the best one for you? The annual enrollment period is right around the corner. This is the best time of year to review your plan and learn what's new. Anita McAllister is a licensed agent who will guide you through the confusing Medicare maze. Since 2011, she has helped many individuals and couples obtain Medicare peace of mind. Call her today at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment. That's 970-515-6882 for Anita McAllister. I'm going to jump right in because I can't wait to keep a-talking to you. This is Spouting Off, and we're in our last segment. Thank you, Doug, for that. And this is Karen Cataline, and I've had the whole hour to myself because of my own snafu, probably. I thought I confirmed. Maybe I didn't. We'll get Tayshia on either next week or the week after or as soon as I can. I was delighted to see her writings, and I want to tell you all about her book. So I got an email from Terry S. And here's what Terry writes. I feel like Ann Landers. I had an opportunity to hear you during a recent appearance on WLW and a few questions. Is there no hate speech? No, not the way I'm trying to read. He has a couple of typos here. That's okay. I get them all the time. They're the bane of my existence. No, not the way they're being used by the left. Sure, speech can be hateful, but they label it so that they can prosecute it. He's right. Water down the difference between actions and words. Yes, something that I talk a lot about. And I've thought about it a little bit in order to answer Terry's question. Is there hateful speech? Yes. But what the left is calling hate speech is something else entirely. Hate speech, the way the left characterizes it, is a way to bottle it up into something that is a crime, either punishable by the government or punishable by the culture or punishable somehow. Now, one of the things that I've watched in the left again and again and again is that they are the very essence of the slippery slope. When you say, oh, it's a slippery slope argument, that'll never happen, watch the left, because everything they do is a slippery slope. When they wanted only civil unions, now they want gay marriage, and even gay marriage is not enough because now everyone is forced to perform them. And it's just a means to an end. And the end just keeps changing into more and more. For the lack of a better word, there's a lot of isms, but totalitarianism, authoritarianism, taking away people's rights, demanding more power for the state. It's a socialist mindset. That's what it is. We have avowed socialists today in our government who are no longer ashamed of saying that they are socialists, but what people may not understand is that they are instituting socialism on us all as we speak. And whenever the left says, oh, they're just hate mongering and they're just hysterical, you know, you're pretty close to exactly the truth. Every single one of these things, from dismantling due process, dismantling our Second Amendment rights, our First Amendment rights, even down to the kinds of things that are being voted on today in Colorado and elsewhere, are all a means towards more authoritarian government. An authoritarian government, much like I'll have to get a soundbite of the great off-Broadway show, the I always get it confused with the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and it's not. It is about the big plant, the plant that keeps growing and growing. Feed me, feed me. Well, that's the government. It is a man-eating plant that keeps eating you. more and more and more, it'll come to me, hopefully before the end of the show. I either think of Rocky Horror Picture Show, Young Frankenstein, or that other one. Okay, so it is a man-eating plant that never is satisfied. The government is never satisfied. They will always want more of your money, and more money equals more of your power, more of their power. So, hate speech, no, there is no such thing as hate speech, not the way the left is. And so Terry is saying, well, is there hate speech? We cannot afford to separate out hateful speech, which there is. And you can say, well, you're being hateful. That's fine. Walk away. You're being hateful. Great. Whatever. The problem is that when the left uses it and calls it hate speech, they believe that it is your fault and it is your job to change your speech to accommodate them. It's the difference between having a peanut allergy and deciding that you're going to control your intake of peanuts and maybe ask people to find out what's in certain things that might have peanut oil in them, and forcing everyone to cleave to a few people with peanut allergies. It's the difference, and I've said this before and I shall say it again, it's the difference between having triggers, and as a mental health professional, that's a very valuable thing to talk about triggers. It's valuable to talk about what things are triggering your trauma. That's called therapy. But when your triggers grow into your demand that somebody else has to stop their behavior, you get to control external behavior, people you don't even know, through the power and force of government, or you get to change the culture because of your personal needs, that's not okay. Among the most personal example I can give you, which is part of my book, Fat Lash, may never come out with a second edition, but if we ever do, it'll continue with a discussion of boundaries, which was a theme in the book. But I was way, 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 way heavier, and I struggle even today, but I was way heavier in my high school and teen years, late teen years, I guess you could say. And I experienced a lot of hate that came my direction. People yelled and screamed at me, and they were abusive verbally to me. I never encountered physical abuse, with the exception of, you know, no, I never really did. Not by total strangers, never experienced that. But there are activist groups, they don't succeed very well in this culture, because this culture doesn't like people who are overweight or have weight problems, because so many do. That's why they don't like it. And never once when I was angry about the way I was being treated, did I think that other people had an obligation to like me or had an obligation to change their behavior other than my ability to persuade them differently. I certainly was not going to ask the government to punish these people with hate speech if they said something I didn't like. It's not just a sticks and stones thing. It's the difference between, I believe, finish the sentence, Karen, I believe that the left is succeeding better than we would like in blurring the boundaries between actions and words. Words can never have the impact of actions, except if you yell fire in a crowded theater. Words are not violence. Excuse me. Words are words. Violence is violence. The left is confusing the two. They now think words are violence, and they think violence is just, some reasonable reaction to being oppressed. And that is an attempt to confuse American culture so that they can prosecute speech. And we're finding it everywhere. There's a movie out now by Dennis Prager called No Safe Spaces, which I haven't seen, but which is all about our very precarious relationship with the First Amendment in 2019 America. So we're going to have to wrap it up now, but I have a lot of good guests for you in the future. Hopefully we will have Tayshia Powell to join us in the future as well. But there's always so much to spout off about because these are precarious and dangerous times in which we live. And so while I am very, very happy to be doing what I do, to be living where I live and how I live, and right now I have the freedom to do that and to exercise my opinions, as I hope you exercise your rights to free expression, I'm worried about the country. I think Donald Trump needs a whole lot more support. I hope you'll watch his rallies. I hope that you will work to help him get reelected, because the alternative is just about unthinkable at this point. If you'd like to join me and watch and read what I write, you can go to www.karencataline.com. There you'll find op-eds, blogs, the archives for Spouting Off, and some, but not all, of my guest shots on radio around the country. You can also connect with me on Facebook at /KarenCataline or Twitter. They haven't taken away my Twitter account yet, because probably I am not big enough to do that yet. So that's one of my goals, is to be big enough like Tayshia Powell to have them censor me. It means I must be doing something right. What you want to do is censoring speech is for that which you do not like, not which you like. But the left hasn't learned that. Anyway, thank you to Doug, my producer, and to BBS Radio. Thank you to HW, who is out of town on a business trip. And he's a multi-talented guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And tune in next week when there will be a whole lot more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.